CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 1st of February, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB board appoints a deputy company secretary. Make sure you are aware of changes in the RSGB 2026 band plans. And there's an opportunity to join the GB2RS newsreader team. The RSGB board is delighted to announce that it has appointed Stephen Ramsden, M0CCA, as deputy company secretary. Stephen is a solicitor and former law firm managing partner with extensive experience in governance systems and compliance networks. He's a keen HF portable operator and always interested to learn about and experiment with anything related to amateur radio. Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, has told the board that he wishes to retire from his role as company secretary, and the board's intention is that Stephen Ramsden will take on the full company secretary role after the AGM. You can contact Stephen Ramsden via deltaechopapa.charlieoscar.sierraechocharlie@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB 2026 band plans were published in the recently released February edition of Radcom. They are now also available on the RSGB website in a wider variety of formats, including more detailed change notes. This year's changes address a handful of key topics, including updates to the 5 MHz band plan to emphasize correct operating, which comes in the light of out-of-band FT8 usage and Ofcom monitoring concerns. Updates at 50 MHz have also been made to accommodate new repeater inputs, which use a wider 1 MHz split, easing the implementation of their duplex filters. In the 430 MHz UHF band, provision for low-power ad hoc repeaters and some editorial updates have also been made. As band plans change over time, please ensure you only refer or link to the current ones on the RSGB website and remove any older ones you have locally. Unfortunately, the RSGB still notes some websites and unofficial usage charts have obsolete information and urge that these are all removed. View the 2026 band plans at rsgb.org/bandplans. The RSGB is looking for volunteers to join the team of newsreaders who broadcast the GB2RS news each Sunday. The GB2RS manager, Steve G4HPE, is particularly interested in hearing from people in Wales and Northern Ireland, where he is keen to increase the number of broadcasts. He'd also like to bolster the existing QO100 and digital voice services and to add new stations to the national teams on the 40, 60 and 160 metre bands. If you'd like to be involved with any of these opportunities, or if you have proposals for transmissions using new modes or bands, get in touch. Read the full role description at rsgb.org/volunteers. And I may say that we need an extra reader in the Bristol area. I won't be going on forever. The next Tonight at 8 webinar will be live tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of February, from 8 p.m. on the RSDB's YouTube channel and special BAT channel. RSDB Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will be showing you how to use the Society's free online HF propagation tools. He'll explain how you can tailor your predictions to suit your particular station, including selecting the right mode, power, noise levels, antennas, and exact location. If you can't wait until tomorrow to hear from Steve, you can catch up on the presentation he delivered at the RSDB 2025 convention. His lecture, Was That Solar Tally Call 25? What Did We Learn? Is now available to watch in the RSDB 2025 convention playlist at youtube.com/the RSGB. Chris Flanagan, G7NRO, is unfortunately no longer able to continue as RSDB QSL Bureau sub-manager for the G7 series, and the RSDB thanks him for the time he has given as an RSDB volunteer. RSDB members with G7 call signs who collect QSL cards should now send their self-addressed envelopes to Mr. Anthony Hollis, G4AAV. You can find his details in the sub-manager list on the RSDB QSL Bureau web section at rsdb.org/QSL. The January 2026 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available for RSDB members to read via the RSDB mobile and web app. This edition includes articles on using a multimeter, advice on getting on the air, and the challenges that face radio amateurs who are new to the HF bands. RADCOM Basics covers key aspects of amateur radio in a clear, accessible way, and is invaluable for those getting started in amateur radio or wanting to explore something new. This is why the Society is delighted to have added to its collection of RADCOM Basics back issues in the RSDB app, where RSDB members can now enjoy editions dating back to May 2019. The publication takes through topics ranging from working split frequency to building your own digital hotspot, and from using FT8 to taking part in a radio net. With the RSDB mobile app, you can download editions to enjoy offline. You can also browse RADCOM Basics on the web via rsdb.org/radcom. And finally, a reminder that the next in the popular 145 Alive series will take place on Saturday, the 7th of February, from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. The event will include the addition of 144 MHz SSB stations with vertical polarization. For more information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. Now, details of rallies and events. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, will take place on Sunday, the 8th of February, at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN7-2PJ. Exhibitors can set up from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 10 a.m. A large car park, catering, bring and buy sale, improved disabled access and a seating area will be available on site. For more information and booking, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. And on the 15th of February, Mid Cheshire Amateur Radio Society's Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Cheshire, CW5-5DG. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event will feature a bring-and-buy sale, RSDB bookstall and a raffle. Catering, parking and disabled facilities will be available on site. For more details, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. Now the special event news. Operators from the DARC special event team are active as Delta Hotel 2026 Echo Mike until the 10th of February to celebrate the Men's European Handball Championship. QSL via DK50N, Logbook of the World, and the DARC Community Logbook. Look for activity on the HF bands using CW, Digital Modes and SSB, see QRZ.com for more information. Phil ZL3PAH is active as Zulu Lima 60 Papa Alpha Hotel until the 22nd of February to mark his Diamond Jubilee in amateur radio. He's operating CW, Britty and some SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. For more information, see QRZ.com. Now the DX News. Chaz NK80 is active as 5 Hotel 3 Delta X-Ray from Tanzania until the 9th of February. In his spare time, he operates CW and digital modes on the 20 to 10 meter bands. If conditions allow, Chas may also be active on the 6 meter band. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to NK80. And Harold, DF2WO, is active as 9 X-ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Kigali in Rwanda until the 9th of February. He's operating on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, FD4, FD8 and SSB, as well as via the QO100 satellite, QSL via OQRS. Now the contest news. Tomorrow, the 2nd of February, the RSGB 80 meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchanges, signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 3rd, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2 meter band, the exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchanges, signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday, the 4th of February, the RSGB 144 megs FD8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. And on Wednesday, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 4th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchanges your 6 character locator. And finally on Sunday the 8th of February, the RSGB 432 megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 29th of January 2026. We had a much quieter week sun-wise, with fewer geomagnetic disturbances and a decreasing solar flux index. Last week started at 153, but decreased to 133 by Wednesday. The KP index started the week at 2.33, and apart from an excursion to 5.33, was below 4.33 all the week. The 5.33 value was due to an enhanced solar wind stream flowing from a small coronal hole. The lower KEP indices have meant that the ionosphere has had a chance to recover, and we have been seeing maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path reaching 35 MHz at times. The 10-meter band has been coming up quite nicely, with the RR90 beacon in eastern Russia audible on 28.2 MHz mid-morning. On Thursday the 29th of January, the band was otherwise quite bare, apart from the EM0WWA transmission in Ukraine on 28.480 MHz, with some sort of digitized voice. Also, PP8ZAC in Brazil was loud on 28.025 MHz using CW. A quick scan of the 28 MHz low power beacons revealed PY4 YYF in Brazil on 28.115 MHz, YM7 Tango Echo November in Turkey on 28.225 MHz, and that was it. Hopefully, 28 MHz will improve as we head towards spring. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 120 to 140 range, with the KP index set to remain low until the 4th of February, when it's predicted to rise to 4. So, we can expect reasonable conditions on the HF bands. However, you might be better off on 18, 21 or 24 MHz, as the 10-meter band may not be as active as we would like. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The recent pattern of low pressure, close to the southwest of the British Isles, has staked its claim for another week. This means further spells of rain, especially in the south and west. The cold southeasterly wind over the northeasterly half of the UK will persist, but any high pressure will stay well to the north and east of us, so troppo will probably be hard to find. Rain scatter, on the other hand, may be more productive, especially for the south and west. Some periods of rain, sleet or snow are possible in the northeast, where there may also be some snow static on antennas from time to time. Meteor scatter will have to rely upon random meteors for the next 2 weeks. They are at a peak in the pre-dawn hours. There's been a steady stream of auroral alerts recently. These have been mostly minor events, but it reinforces the notion that it's worth monitoring the KP index, which gives a sense of the Earth's geomagnetic activity. High KP values are a useful indicator of a potential auroral event. Sporadica usually takes a break at this time of the year, but if you make a point of checking the FOES trace at propquest.co.uk, you may see that there are occasional spikes in the graph of the data from Dourv in Belgium. This suggests that, although rare, out-of-season sporadica does occur, especially on the lower bands, such as 10 and 6 metres. This week, moon declination is positive and falling, going negative again on Thursday. The moon window length and peak elevation are falling. Path losses are rising again as we pass perigee on the 29th of January. 144 megs sky noise will be low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where known. This week, I'm reading meetings and changed items only for my usual coverage of the Southwest and all of Wales. On Tuesdays, from 7:30pm, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Southsby, SP70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesday from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday, 28th of January, Rex, G4RAE, became a silent key. Rex was a long-term club member and was well known for his contribution to the amateur community in the south of Gloucestershire area. He will be sadly missed. For further information, contact the club secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has a talk by Mike Adams, M0ALW, entitled Rapid Response for Gaza on the Air in 25 Months, at its club meeting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Contact is secretary.tangodeltaalfaromeocharlie at gmail.com. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. And for Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Isluin High School. And Kepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Llunydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Flanestley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Usford Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. The next meeting of RIL and District Amateur Radio Club is on Wednesday, the 4th of February, at 7:30 p.m. The meeting will take place at RIL Yacht Club Building, Kinmel Bay, RIL. On Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf for Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/gb2rs schedule. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS News Team.